Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Chavav. We will begin on Daf Chav Hei Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Tanya Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Ein Madlikin B'Tzari. Reb Shimon Elazar tells us the halacha is that we may not use tzari balsam for Shabbos candles. Ask the Gemara Mai Tama, what's the reason that you may not use that? Answers the Gemara Amar Rabba, B'Tar Shredef Noidef, because it has a very strong smell. It was used as a perfume. Gezeirah Chazal were concerned, Shemim Yistapik Mimena, somebody may come and use it. And Rashi says that if somebody takes oil out of a burning candle, he's chayiv for mechaba. And there's a machlokas rishonim, why is that considered mechaba? Tosfos' opinion is that at the moment you're taking oil out of the candle, that moment, the candlelight gets weaker. And then afterwards, it gets back strong. But since for a moment it gets weaker, that's why it's called kibui. The Rosh explains that the reason it's considered kibui is because the candle will go out quicker. Because now that you've taken oil out of this candle, so now this candle will go out quicker, and that's why it's considered kibui. Amalei Abaya. So asks Abaya to Rabba on this explanation, why are you saying that the reason is because you may use it? There should be a much more serious reason given, and that is that it is very flammable. Balsam is extremely flammable, and it may cause the entire house to go up in flames. Answers the Gemara, Chada va'oid kamar. The way to understand the Gemara is that the Gemara is giving us actually two reasons. Chada, one reason is neshuaf, because it's extremely flammable and it could cause a fire. Void, and the second reason is gzeirah shema yistapik menu. We're concerned that you may take some of that perfume because it's so that some of that oil because it has such a good smell. And as Tosfos explains, since it's so flammable, we're worried that if there's a fire chas v'shalom on Shabbos, you may be b'chal Shabbos. So ask the Rishonim, if it's flammable, then it should be also even during the week. It should be also because it's a sakana. So answers the Rashba, that indeed, according to Shimon ben Elazar, it's not a din in Shabbos. He's saying that that you should never use it because it's so flammable. And the way the Rashba explains is as follows. The way to understand the Gemara Chod V'Oid Kamar is that the Gemara is saying, number one, it's flammable. So that's a reason you shouldn't use it even during the week. And then there's another reason, which is a Shabbos reason, Shema Yistapik Memeno. So of course, the Ritva asks, once we learned that it's also to be used during the week, once that we learned it's a Sakana, why do we have to give another reason? So the Ritva answers that to avoid the problem of sakana, you could avoid it by putting in some other oil, mixing into it. And therefore, that other oil will counter affect the flammability of this oil, and you won't have to worry about a fire. But you will still have to worry about Shem Yistapik Mimenu if it has this strong, good smell. The Sfasemis gives a different way of understanding it. What would be the halacha if you already used it? If the concern is that it's flammable, so once you used it, he wants to suggest you could leave it on. But if the concern is Shem Yistapik, then maybe if it's still before Shabbos, you should take it off. So this obviously is a very serious Gemara, and the concern here is not to use something that is flammable. The Gemara, later on this staff, says that Rishmol said that one may not use any type of fuel that originates from the sap of a tree, because it's not easily absorbed by the wick. And we're not allowed to use on Shabbos anything that doesn't get absorbed well by the wick. So ask Tosfos, why did Rabban Abaya have to give all these reasons that it's bad balsam oil, that it's flammable. He had to give us the reason that it that Shem Yistapik Mimenu. Isn't this something that comes from the sap of a tree, and something that's used from a sap of a tree is automatically disqualified? So the Or Sameach answers that the reason given by the Braisa is only valid for Shabbos, but it doesn't apply to Yontif, because tilting a lamp, which involves the Malacha of Havara, is permitted on Yontif. So therefore, the fact that the sap of a tree, which doesn't get easily absorbed by a wick, isn't the reason to say that you can't use this on Yontif. So now we wanted to give reasons that not only apply to Shabbos, but even apply to Yontif as well. Says the Gemara, Hahi Chamsa, there was a mother-in-law, Davasnila Lakalsa, that did not get along with her daughter-in-law. Amla Zil Akshat B'mishchad Asma. One day, the mother-in-law said to the daughter-in-law, why don't you use some balsam oil as perfume? Ozla Ikshit, so she did so. Ki Osa, Amla Zil Itli Sharga. When she came back to her mother-in-law, the mother-in-law asked her, could you please light a lamp for me? Ozla Isla Sharga. So she went and lit the lamp. Infichba Nura, and the fire caught on to her because she was wearing balsam oil perfume, which, as we keep on learning in our shiur today, is so super flammable, and Vachlsa, and it consumed her. This, of course, is a very, very difficult Gemara to understand. I don't know the Pashta Pshat in the Gemara. What's the Gemara trying to teach us? That this woman did something so terrible that she made her daughter-in-law do this, and her daughter-in-law ended up getting burnt alive. How do we put our hands around this Gemara? So the only Pshat that I was able to find that maybe is what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that the Paiskim discuss, the Rambam already discusses in Hilchas Ishus, Perik Yud Gimel, Halach Yud Dalet, that if a woman said, I don't want to live to a husband, I don't want your mother and your sisters to visit us, I don't want to live in the same neighborhood as your mother and your sisters because they bother me, the halach is that the husband has to do what his wife says. And Maram Rottenberg quotes a Tshuvas HaGoyim that he says, Tshuvas HaGoyim Mitzosi V'shochachti Shem HaGoyim She'ishish Gabalas Abala. If a woman is complaining to her husband, I can't live with your family, with your mother and your sisters who keep on bothering me. The husband has to find them another place to live. And so too I saw from the Shas of Tshuvas Yismach Levav, that a woman could say, I don't want to live with my mother-in-law. And maybe that's the lesson of this Gemara. Why indeed is that the halacha? Because of what we're learning in this sugya, that mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws are a complicated relationship. The pasuk says, the pasuk is in Yirmiyo. Umidalas Haaretz, the pasuk speaks about which Jews were not sent to Golus Bavel. Umidalas Haaretz Hishin is V'adon, Rav Tabachim, Nevuzradam, the terrible murderer, left in the country, Lekarmim, he left Carmen and Yoidvim. Carmen, says the Gemara, what's the definition of Carmen? Tani Reb Yosef, Eile Malakde Afarsim En Gedi Ved Ramosa. These are people who used to gather balsam from En Gedi to Ramosa. Yoidvim, Eile Tzadech Halozen, Bisumo Shotzur Vat Haifa. As the Mepharshim all explained this Gemara, it's difficult to assume that Nevuzradan, as he was sending Klai Yisrael into Golus, would leave people who had positions that were easily replaceable. He wanted to send Klal Yisrael into Golus. So there's no reason to send people, there's no reason to keep people who he could easily replace. It must be that these people, the people who knew how to collect balsam oil, the perfume, the people who knew how to collect chilazon, were people who were particularly talented, that he was concerned he would not be able to replace. And that's why he kept them in Eretz Yisrael, that they could continue doing these jobs that they were doing previously. So this Gemara is actually was used in discussions that were taken up by the Radzina Rebbe. The Radzina Rebbe was very famous that he said that he is going to recreate Chilazon, that he's going to recreate the Tchelis. And he spent much time and resources trying to find the Chilazon, and he ultimately found it in Italy in an aquarium, that he found the Chilazon, what he felt was the Chilazon fish, and that the blood of that Chilazon fish was what the Tchelis comes from. There were two issues that were raised against the Radzina Rebbe. One is that the Gemara says that the Chilazon comes up only once every 70 years. That tree, that fish that he identified as the Chilazon fish, was not a fish that came up only once every 70 years. So the challenge to the Radzina Rebbe was, how could you say that that fish is the Chilazon when this fish that you found doesn't comes up much more often? So the Radzina Rebbe used our Gemara as a raya. He says that our Gemara just said that Nevuzer Adin left in Eretz Yisrael people who were left in Eretz Yisrael people who could collect the Chilazon. So the question is obvious. If the Chilazon only comes up once every 70 years, so for that you had to leave people, these people who he left, what is the likelihood that they will still be here when the Chilazon comes next time? It must be, said the Radzina Rebbe, that the Chilazon fish comes up all the time. There's once in every 70 years, there's a large expulsion of these Chilazon fish from the sea. But doesn't mean that you have to wait for 70 years to find the Chilazon fish. Similarly, there's a question that the Paiskim discuss, in which yam, in which sea, does the Chilazon swim? And the Arizal held that the Chilazon swims in the Kinneret. And the fish that the Radzina Rebbe found was not in the Kinneret. So isn't that clearly an indication they wanted to say that the fish that you're saying is the Chilazon fish is really not the Chilazon fish? So he said, our Gemara again is a raya, because our Gemara says that the Tziyadei Chilazon were occupied from Sumer Shel Tzur till Haifa, not just by the Kinneret. So we see that it's not that the Chilazon fish is not limited to the Kinneret. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana Eimer Likin, the Tevel Tomei. We've discussed previously in this parak, what is the halacha of Truma Tomeya to be used to light Shabbos candles? What happens if you have oil from which Trumas, Maisris have not been removed? So when you have produce from which Truma Maisra has not been removed, such produce is called Tevel. And if it's Tomei, says the Brisa, you can't use it this for fuel during the week. And you may not use it on Shabbos. The halach is you can't use naft during the week. So the Gemara goes to the second and first. Bishlam and neft loven. When we say that you can't use neft loven, then they show off, as we discussed earlier, because it's something which is also flammable, so we don't want you to use it ever to light a fire. However, asked the Gemara, Avol tevel tamei may tamo, why may you not use tevel tamei? Answers the Gemara, Omakra, because let's learn the pasuk. The pasuk says, Vani hinen nasati lecha es mishmeres trumasi. So the word trumasi is said b'loshen rabim. What do we learn from the fact that it's written b'loshen rabim? She betrays trumas hakos medaber. The pasuk is talking about two types of truma that are given to the kohen: achas truma tahira, v'achas truma tameya, as we discussed earlier in the week. Ma truma tahira, just like truma tahira, ein l'chaba, you have no right to eat it. El mishas haram ve'elach. The halacha is that one may not eat truma, a kohen even may not eat truma until the truma is removed. What I mean to say is, let's say you'll have tevel. And in the tevel, the truma wasn't removed. So a kohen could technically make an argument. I'm allowed to eat truma. So the fact that the truma wasn't physically separated from the tevel shouldn't prevent me from being able to eat this tevel. Says the Gemara, no. The kohen may only eat truma after the truma was removed. But until the truma was actually physically removed, it's still considered tevel. Af truma tameya, similarly truma tameya, which we learned shemen sreifa, is the halacha that the kohen is allowed to use for fuel. Ein l'chaba el mishas haram ve'elach. You could only use it from when the truma was taken. But if truma wasn't physically removed from the tevel, then the halacha of shemen sreifa does not kick in. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Ein Malikin B'Tzari. Rav Shimon Elazar says, we may not use Tzari for Shabbos candles. Tzari is Balsam. The Kenai Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Tzari is Ena El Sraf Matziak Taf. It's the sap that comes out of the Balsam tree. Says the Gemara, we quoted this earlier in our shir, Rav Shmuel Omer, Kalayotzman Eitz, anything that comes out of a tree, Ein Malikin Ba. We're not allowed to use for a wick because we're not allowed to use for Shabbos candles because it doesn't get absorbed by the wick well. Rav Shmuel ben Mabrek Omer, Emad Leikim El B'Yotzman Apri. The only thing that we could use is something that comes out from a fruit. If it doesn't come out from the fruit, then we can't use it. So what he's teaching us is that you can't use the fish innards or the balsam because they're not an actual fruit. We had this opinion previously. His opinion is that you could only use Shemen Zayis. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Araglov. For Omar, Mayasa Anshi Bovel. Watch the people who bovel, who Elham El Shemen Shumshmen, that they only have sesame oil. Or Mayasa Anshi Modai, Shalem Shem Goizim, they only have walnut oil. Or Mayasa Anshi Alexandria. Watch the people of Alexandria. Shemlem elish shemen tznoinus. They only have radish oil. Or mayas anshe kaputkia. Shemlem loikach v'loikach. They don't have neither. They only have neft. Enlecha el mashe chama en madlikim. We only may not use that what the Chazal said you may not use. Or madlikim, and therefore you could use shemen dogim fish oil, the itroin, and you could use itroin, even though itroin comes from pitch. Rashim ben Zuri Omer, Malik Mishem Vekuas, we could use a type of vegetable oil, ubeneft. Simchas oil, kal ayotz min abosor, anything that comes out from the flesh, emad likimba, ela shemadogim. The only exception is fish oil. So, Taisus asks a question. Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah said that you can't use itroin because it has a bad smell, and we're concerned that you're going to leave the room. So why did he have to say that reason in the Mishnah if Rabbi Shmuel over here says that anything that comes out of a wood may not be used? Answers the Rosh Yosef that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mean to say that all everything that comes out from wood you're not allowed to use because they don't burn well. He says that these things you're not allowed to use. Some of them you're not allowed to use because they don't burn well. And some things you're not allowed to use because they're flammable. And some things you're not allowed to use because they have a bad smell. But it's not that it's a general rule. It's a general rule with separate reasons. The question is, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri have to stand up on his feet to make this announcement? So, says the Ben Yehuda, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was coming to argue on Reb Tarfin, that Reb Tarfin said that you should only use olive oil. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri did not want to agree with Reb Tarfin. Why didn't he want to agree with Reb Tarfin? Because there's a concept, we've mentioned this concept in our shiurim, that ein goizrim gzeir al atzibah, she'ein roiv atzibah yuchoyim lamed bay. We don't make a gzeira on a tzibah if they can't withstand the gzeira. So Reb Yochanan ben Nuri wanted to show to Reb Tarfin, I'm not agreeing with you. And why am I not agreeing with you? Because it's a gzeira she'ein roiv atzibah yuchoyim lamed bay. They can't stand this with this gzeira. And because they can't stand with the gzeira, how did he make that point to Rav Tarfon? By standing up. So, asked the Beis Halevi, Rav Tarfon said you should use olive oil. He didn't mean that you must use olive oil. He meant that if you have the option to use olive oil, use olive oil. But why did Rabbi Yochanan Nuri assume that what Rav Tarfon meant was that if you don't have olive oil, you can't light Shabbos candles? So the Beis Halevi says, from here we see that whatever the Mishnah and the Gemara in this parak have told us, you can't use for fuel, for candles on Shabbos, it's not just l'chatchila you can't use it. Even with the Eved, such materials may not be used. Ask the Gemara, Sumchus Haina Tanakama. What's the difference between Sumchus and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Let's understand this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri prohibited all fuels that the Mishnah said, and included in that group is chaylev, which comes from animal flesh. Rabbi Yochanan said that fish oil you may use. So just like Sumchus, Rabbi Yochanan says anything that's extracted from flesh is asur, and fish oil is mutter. So aren't they saying the exact same thing? So what's their machloikish? Answers the Gemara, Ikka benayud rabbuna marav. We go back to a concept that we spoke about earlier in our parak, where if you have a fuel, an oil that's not good, but you mix in with it oil which is good, does that make that oil kosher to be used for lighting the Shabbos candles? Rabbi Bruno Amarav said that it does. So one of these two opinions, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri or Sumchus, is going to agree with Rabbi Bruno Amarav and will allow if you mixed in other type of oil. And one will not agree with Rabbi Bruno. V'loy Masaimi, but we're not quite sure who holds what. The Gemara begins a discussion. Since we spoke about things that are extracted from a tree, the Gemara begins a discussion around such subjects. Tanya Rav Shimon Alozo Omer, Kol Hayotze Min Eitz, anything that comes out from a tree, from a plant, Ein Bo Mishum Sholosh Al Sholosh. The halacha is that typically, if something is three etzpos by three etzpos, if you have an object that's three etzpos by three etzpos, the halacha is that it's mekabel tumah. But now the Gemara says that if the material is made from something from a tree or a plant, the din of shalosh shalosh etzpos doesn't apply. Chut v'mesachim bo, the halacha is it's not mekabel tumah, and the halacha is that for schach, you need to use a material that's not mekabel tumah. Chutz min ha-pishtan. The only exception is linen. Linen is considered wood, and therefore, woman, if you made a piece of material out of linen that sholosh or sholotz etzpos, it will be mekabel tumah. And if you have something made out of linen, it cannot be used for tzchach because it's mekabel tumah. So what we're going to be discussing in this sugya, we're going to be speaking about the begodim, clothing, kim mekabel tumah. They kim mekabel tumas negom, like the Torah teaches us, that a beged can become tumah with tumas tsaras, and they can become tumah if they come in contact with something tumah. For example, if a beged came in contact with a mace or with a sheretz, so that beged will become tumah. But now the Gemara is teaching us that halacha doesn't apply by anything that comes out of a tree except for linen. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Omar Baya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, V'tana debay Rav Shmuel, Omar Davachad. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and what we learned in the yeshiva Rav Shmuel, say the same halacha. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, what does that mean? Hadamarin. We just learned in the Braisa that anything that comes out of a tree or a plant doesn't have Kabbalah's tumah of three etzpos by three etzpos. And Abaye's opinion was that it's never mekabel tumah. That even if it's bigger than three etzpos, it's not mekabel tumah. Because Abaye doesn't see any reason to differentiate between something which is three etzpos a three etzbos versus something which is larger. So if they're not mekabel tumah, they're never mekabel tumah. And what Rav Shimon Elazar says, kol ayotzim and eitz, is not only by there, but other materials as well. Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar's opinion is that the only garments that are mekabel tumah are garments that are made out of tzemer u'pishtin, wool or linen. Tana d'Rav Shmuel Mahi. And where do we find that the Tana d'Rav Shmuel holds this way as well? The Tana d'Rav Shmuel, ha'al v'nemru begodim b'tayr stam. When the Torah speaks about begodim, the Torah sometimes just says the word beged without identifying what type of beged we're speaking about. U'part l'cha kosa b'echemehem. And one of the places where the Torah does speak about begodim, the Torah clearly indicates that it's made out of tzemer u'pishtin, because the Torah in the parasha of Tzoras says, v'abeged kiyeh by neged tzoras, v'abeged tzemer or v'abeged pishtim. Here the Torah at the beginning of the parasha used the word beged, which seems to speak about all types of begodim. And then the Torah singled out tzemer u'pishtin. So we have one of the Shlosh HaSemidris is Klal Prat. Those, many of us say it every morning in the Kabbonis, in the Brice of Yishmol. Klal Prat, if you have a general word, and then you have a Prat, Ein Bechlal El Masha Befrat. So when the Torah says Beged, and then the Torah singles out Tzemeru Pishtin, I learn from there, Mala Halon, just like over there, Tzemeru Pishtin, a Beged that the Torah speaks about by Neged Tzoras is only Tzemeru Pishtin. Anywhere else where the Torah speaks af kol, anywhere else where the Torah speaks about a beged, it means tzemer u'pishtin. So we see that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar and according to Tana d'Rav Shmuel, only a beged tzemer or beged pishtin are mekabel tumah. Rav Amar says the Rav Amar, Shloisha Shloisha B'Shabegodim Ikvenayu. He says that no, that there is room for difference between these two opinions. And that is when you have a beged, which is three tefachim by three tefachim, by materials that are not semer pishtin. That's where there's going to be a machloikis, says Rava, between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tana d'Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shimon ben Elazar Islay, he says that if it's so large, that this shloisha tefachim, by shloisha tefachim, that's when the mekabel tumah. Because, explains Rava, only when you're dealing with a very small beged, which is only sholosh etzbos, by sholosh etzbos, so since it's such a small beged, and such a small beged is only usable by aniyim, that's why, since it's not semeru pishtin, number one. Number two, it's insignificant in size, and therefore only aniyim use it, that's why the halacha is it's not mekabel tumah. But when you have a beged, which is shloisha tefachim by shloisha tefachim, so now it's a sizable piece of material, there Rav Shimon ben Elazar will say, even though it's not made out of tzemer u'pishtin, it's mekabel tumah. Well, Tana d'Rav Shmuel, Leslie, he holds, as we mentioned earlier, that there's never kabbalas tumah on a beged that's not semer u'pishtin. So now the Gemara goes a step further. The Kula Amamiyas, everybody agrees, both Abaya, both Rava, both Rav Shimon Elazar and the Tana d'Rav Shmuel, Sholosh al Sholosh, when you have a piece of material which is 3x3 at spas, but semer u'pishtin, made out of wool or linen, mitamim negoim, then it has tumas negoim. Ask the Gemara Manolan, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, the pasuk that speaks about the beged that has tzoras, says v'abeged kiyeh by neged tzoras. So explains the brisa beged. If the Torah had only used the word beged, ainli ela beged, I would only think that you have a full garment. Sholosh al sholosh. If you have a piece of material that's only 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, menayin, that's metamba ben goyim, tamloimer v'habeged. The extra v'habeged comes to teach us that even if you have this small piece of material, it's mekabel tumah.
Says the Gemara, okay, I'm going to understand that the Ve'habeged is coming to teach me that not just a whole garment of these materials on Mekabel Tumah, you have to have more. But why do I say that when it's ready the size of 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, it's Mekabel Tumah, Ve'em l'rabbois, Shloisha, Shloisha Tfachim, that has to be at least 3 by 3 Tfachim, because even though it's not a full garment, but it has a chshivas, because as we said earlier, something that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even Ashirim could use. But if it's something which is only 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, which is only usable by Aniyim, maybe everybody will agree that even though they're made out of tzemer or pishtin, they're not mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara, lav kal v'chomehu. I'll bring you a raya. I don't need this pasuk to teach us that a beged that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim is mekabel tumah. Because hashta, because the Torah, when it speaks about different materials that are mekabel tumah, when the Torah speaks about different materials of mekabel tumah, the Torah speaks about the shasi and the erev. The shasi and the erev are the different types of materials that one is the material that's used in the length when you're weaving, and one is the material that's used in the width when you're weaving. And the Torah says that those threads are mekabel tumah. So if just threads that are used by the weaver are mekabel tumah, shloisha, shloisha, so when you have something which is 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim miboya, is there a question that's mekabel tumah? Says the Gemara, if you're saying that the fact that the Torah said that the shasi and the erev are mekabel tumah is an indication that you don't have to have a significant piece of material to be mekabel tumah. So then, shalosh hashpas nami leis mekabel chomer. We said that how do we know that a piece of material that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim is mekabel tumah? Three etzbos by 3 etzbos is mekabel tumah, because we learned it from the extra vav hey in the word vehabeged. But why do I need a pasuk? A piece of material that's 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos is certainly as significant as the shasi and the erev. So if the Torah said that the shasi and the erev are mekabel tumah, certainly the beged, the material that's 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos is mekabel tumah. So why do we need a pasuk? Ella, says the Gemara, this is the way we have to understand the halacha. Shloisha, shloisha, when you have a beged that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, the chazu which is usable, bein lashirim, bein laniyim, everybody could use that type of a beged. Osi, we could indeed learn that it's mekabel tumah from mekabel chayim from shasi and erev. Sholosh a sholosh, but when you have a beged which is only 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, that laniyim hu dechazian, it's usable by poor people, lashirim lechazian, but wealthy people wouldn't use it. Le'osu mekabel chayimer, I can't use that, I can't learn it from mekabel chayimer from shasi and erev. And only, I can't, because maybe, as the Rishonim explain, threads are more valuable than small pieces of material, because threads could be woven into a whole beged. A small piece of material has no real use. So tama, so how do we know that something which is 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos by tzemer or pishtin is mekabel tumah? Tama the kasva kra, only because the pasuk says the word vahabeged, and from that extra vav hey do we learn that even if it's 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, it's mekabel tumah. Haloi kasva kra, if we wouldn't had the vahabeged loy garmina, we could never learn it from a kavah chaim from shasi and erev. So what we're up to is that you tumas nige begodim only applies by wool or linen begodim that have 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. Other types of material doesn't have tumas begodim. And that's the halacha regarding by tumas negon. By tumas maga, as we learned earlier, there are differences of opinion, and some say that a bigger piece of material, even if it's not tzemer or pishtin, it would be mekabel tumah. Ask the Gemara, the Eimah, why don't we say that the word vahabeged is coming to teach us shloisha shloisha b'shabegodim, to teach us that other materials, not wool or linen, if it's three tefachim by three tefachim, a mekabel tuma. And how will I know that by tsemru pishtin, if it's three etzpas by three etzpas, it's mekabel tuma? I learned from Shasi and Erif. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the pasuk says, Beget Semru Pishtin. What is the Torah saying those words in the parasha of Nigei Begodim? To teach us, Beget Semru Pishtin in, only a beged made out of wool or linen has the din of Negoim. Midachrina, any other type of material doesn't have the din of Negoim, no matter what size it is. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema, Ki imit. Why don't I say that when did the Torah mean to say that other materials, garments made out of other materials other than wool and linen, are not metamben negoyim? Eimet ki imit mishalosh al shalosh, that they're not mekabel tumah by three etzpas by three etzpas. But once you have shloisha al shloisha, three tefachim by three tefachim, which is a significant piece of material, maybe they'll be metamah, and I learned that from habeged. Answers the Gemara, Trei Miutik Siva. There are two times the Torah says the word, Beged Tzimmer or Beged Pishtin. Chad Lamuti Sholosh Al Sholosh. One time the Torah teaches us that a Beged that's three etzpas by three etzpas is not Mekabel Toma. Chad Lamuti, and the other time it's coming to teach us that Shloisha Al Shloisha, that if it's not three Tfachim by three Tfachim, it's also not Mekabel Toma. So from here we see that any Beged that's not made out of wool and linen is completely excluded from Tumas Negoim. And what we're coming to learn here is only the different sizes of materials, but they all have to be wool and linen to have Tumas Negoim.